Digital Services Act, or DSA, is a landmark EU law regulating online intermediary services in the EU. It already applies to a number of large platforms and search engines, but will apply to all other service providers from the 17th of February 2024. The DSA applies to any service provider offering services in the EU, regardless of whether they have an establishment here. For example, non-EU services can be caught on the basis of user numbers in the EU or other factors such as local language or local advertising or currency. However, mere technical accessibility of a website from the EU does not suffice. The DSA identifies three main categories of intermediary service, namely caching, mere conduit, and hosting. It's important to carefully determine which category of service your service falls within, because the DSA takes a risk-based approach to regulation, such that the obligations that apply to services can vary widely depending on the category your service falls within. Caching and mere conduit services are the hidden underlying infrastructure services that the internet relies upon for functionality. Caching services are services provided with the sole purpose of facilitating the efficient onward transmission of data, such as proxy servers, while mere conduit services are traditional transmission services and internet access services. Hosting services are essentially services which involve the storage of information provided by users. But unlike caching and mere conduit services, such storage is of a non-temporary nature. Whilst many service providers rely on third-party storage providers like Amazon Web Services, this does not mean they're outside scope. They will also be regarded as hosting services because they assume responsibility to their users for such underlying storage. The DSA goes on to divide hosting services into two categories, the first being mere hosting, the other being hosting services which also not only store information but also disseminate that information to the public, and these are known as online platforms. Online platforms are a category which include a wide range of services such as app stores, online marketplaces, social networks, and content sharing services. But it can even include messaging services which facilitate the sharing of content via open channels or groups. But it does not include services for which public dissemination is a minor ancillary feature or a minor functionality. Finally, the DSA reserves its most onerous obligations for what are known as very large online platforms and search engines, which are services which have at least 45 million average monthly active users in the EU. So if you have any questions or concerns around the application of the DSA to your service, please do feel free to reach out to a member of our DSA team here at MHC, and we'd be happy to assist.